Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Westbred Technical Product Manager John Fenderson with us. We're talking about varieties of wheat that you may want to consider to plant here in the fall of 2020. John, for Central Eastern Oklahoma, what are your top picks?
The varieties that we're looking at and that in the eastern area would be WB4269, probably WB4303, and WB4699. All of those have extremely high yield.
As for western Oklahoma and the panhandles?
We would recommend, first and foremost, WB4792. Extremely high-yielding genetics, good straw strength, good height to it, pretty good rust tolerance on that variety, and also good wheat streak mosaic tolerance.
Thanks, John. Westbred offers a lineup of wheat varieties that will offer you great yield potential, as well as the other agronomic traits that will help you succeed. For more information to check out all the varieties, go to westbred.com for more information. American Farmers and Ranchers, Oklahoma Farmers Union participating in the National Farmers Union virtual fly-in this week. Hearing from several lawmakers, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi yesterday, House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson, top Democrat on the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow, and one Republican, Congressman Frank Lucas, speaking to the NFU fly-in group on a virtual basis. He indicated that he's working on several pieces of legislation in the livestock sector that he believes could help offset some of the problems we've seen in 2019 and 2020. One especially he's interested in is a self-help effort for livestock producers themselves.
So I'm working with more members on something called the Livestock Risk Management Education Act. How do you use the marketing tools in order to protect yourself as a producer to make wise decisions? The people in the feedlots, the people in the processing plants, the distribution companies that take those products and move them to the supermarkets, they all use every conceivable marketing tool to protect themselves. How do we make sure our local producers can do that? Bottom line is this. There's a lot of efforts going on by myself and a number of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to try to make sure that we don't have another 2019 or another 2020 kind of a disruption. It's not fair to the consumers. It's almost killed economically some of our producers. We have to do differently. We have to do better. We're working hard on that.
Former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, at that National Farmers Union virtual fly-in. Cattlemen's Beef Board will be investing a little over $39 million into programs designed for beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, and a lot more. That'll be happening for fiscal year 2021. Nine contractors making application for various projects that they were proposing to the Joint Operating Committee of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the Federation of State Beef Councils. They will have some additional monies at some point to also be spending as well as the year goes on. But that initial $39 million starts the plan for the new fiscal year. Looks like the Germans have a little bit of a pork problem. Japan, South Korea, China have all suspended imports of pork and live pigs from Germany, which reported their first case of African swine fever in a wild boar in recent days. The import bans will be a major economic hit to German producers and also push pork prices to new highs around the world. Also, should be a benefit to U.S. pork producers, at least for the short term, as they will be able to maybe fill in some of the gaps left by the German pork industry. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's Pollard Farms' 23rd annual female production sale coming up Saturday, September the 19th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 150 registered Angus lots, about 215 head on offer. For more information, or if you'd like to download the catalog, you can go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available on the website, or you can give the ranch a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 23rd annual production sale, Saturday, September the 19th in Waucomas, Oklahoma.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.